1947.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's a beauty. 39 degrees here in Kennebunk. Going to be in close to 60, maybe even a little bit warmer. I mean, the whole country is warmer than normal, and we're not going to complain. That keeps the oil company off our back. The grass is growing, so I thought maybe we'd check back with Ashton Ritchie this morning from Scott so that he can give us some ideas about grass seed and what we should be doing at this time of the year. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How was St. Patrick's Day for you today? Yesterday?
Well, we went to a little St. Patty's Day party last night. Everybody had their green on, and you look outside, and the lawns are green, and some folks maybe not as green, so let's help them with a little grass seed.
Now, if you're going to select grass seed, where do you start, Ashton?
Oh, my. Boy, you know, you walk into the stores and you see all those packages and, you know, they all say the things you want to hear. But just kind of, if you take a step back, the first thing you do is you figure, do I have a lawn that is sunny, or do I have a lawn that's shady, or do I have sort of a combination of both? Because that helps direct you towards certain seed blends. And I say seed blends because the agronomists have all figured out that you know, all the research plots we have at Scotts, they say if we put different grass species together, then you get the strengths of all those species rolled into one, and any weaknesses that any of the species have are kind of counterbalanced by the strengths of something else. So you get a blend. And you're more likely to have success than just planting a single species. Like just planting Kentucky bluegrass by itself, if you wanted to do that, you would be better to plant different varieties of Kentucky bluegrass blended together. And so they've kind of gone through all of that and figured it out for you so that you didn't have to go to school and study agronomy. You can just count on the agronomist at Scotts. So that's, you know, do I have sun, do I have shade, and then you kind of take it from there. And as you go down through, you'll find some blends are for dense shade, and some are for heat tolerance, and some are for high traffic situations. And then you also find some specialized blends, like we have. I know you have listeners from all over the U.S., but you'll find a blend maybe for the Northeast, which is designed to do a good job for Northeast. The key thing then is if you're buying Scott's turf field grass seed, and then selecting the blend, you're definitely going to get the best grass seed you can get for your money, and you know, you'll have a lawn that that you can be pleased with. Just go with the right one for your area, and you'll be good to go.
Now, tell us the steps. You know, this time of the year, the grass is beginning to change color, and is it too early to put down grass seed now? And how should we do that, Ashton?
Well, if you're in an area where you had some matted tree leaves on your lawn, where you, in other words, you can't see the soil, maybe you had twigs and branches that fell down during the winter, you might want to just do a light raking with a leaf rake, and then that way you can see what you're looking at. If you've got just a little thin lawn with just a little bit of bare soil looking down at you, then a lot of times you can just improve that lawn by feeding it with a good fertilizer like the Scott Super Turf Builder. And then you might want to use one with a crabgrass preventer in it, like SuperTurf Photo with Halts or Step 1 in the four-step program. But if you are starting to see bare spots that are starting to look like they are as big as your hand or larger, then, boy, that's you're a good candidate for some grass seed. And then so you just need to scratch the soil a little bit so that the seed comes in contact with the soil. And then you don't want, and you want to use a special fertilizer that's designed to get grass seed up and going. It's a Scott Starter lawn food. But then if you had crabgrass last year, you want to use a special starter that has the crabgrass preventer in it that can be used with grass seed. If you're not trying to prevent crabgrass, you use just the regular starter. But if you're going to feed the lawn and you want to prevent crabgrass and you want to seed, then you have to use a special crabgrass preventer that is compatible with the grass seed. And that can, you can buy that as either Scott's Starter Fertilizer with crabgrass preventer or Scott's Step 1 for new seedings.
Okay. Now, they should look for a lawn pro dealer to get that great information.
Absolutely, yeah. The lawn pro retailers are the independent garden centers and hardware stores that have been to the Scotts Training Institute, and they are equipped to answer your questions. They know all about the products, and they will make sure you're not wasting money by buying something that you don't need or buying something at the wrong time of the year.
Now, there's been a lot of talk in the last few years about a new coated seed. Can you tell us about that, Ashton?
Yes, the Scotts company came up with a process where we coat each one of the grass seeds in a Scotts Turf Builder seed blend with a super absorbent material that's really designed to hold moisture up next to the seed, and then that way you got a better chance for it to germinate and to live, because that moisture is the critical thing. You know, having the seed touch the soil and then having moisture while it's germinating is the important thing, along with the food. And so that coating is it's a water-smart coating that we put on each one of the turf builder grass seeds. Now, if you're just seeding an individual bare spot, we have something called Easy Seed. It's the letter E and the letter Z seed, and it has a super absorbent mulch that's in combination with the starter fertilizer and the grass seed all in one, and that's great for repairing bare spots. Or maybe a dog spot. There's a special formula for dog spot repair that helps to neutralize the acidity in the soil left from the dog. So, you know, in any case, both of those products, the Easy Seed and the Turf Photo Grass Seed with the Water Smart Coating, are designed to hold the moisture next to the seed during that critical germination stage.
Now, one question that I get a lot is, once I put down the grass seed, how often do I water, and how long do I water?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, you're trying to keep just the upper surface of the soil moist while it's germinating. So it, you could be in the situation where you want to water at least a couple times a day, maybe only once a day if the weather's not too awfully hot. And then as you start to see germination, which is usually in about 10 days or so, you want to keep that frequent watering going, because some of the seed varieties germinate at different rates. And so you will continue to get germination over about a 2 to 3 week period of time. And then you start to lengthen the distance of time between watering. Maybe you skip a day and you water longer, water deeper, because the roots are now extending further down in the soil. Then when your lawn gets tall enough so that you can actually cut some of it, in other words, it's getting to be above 2 to 2.5 inches, then don't be afraid to go out there with the lawnmower and mow it. And then when it gets to be about a month old, it's a good idea to come back and give it a feeding of Scott's Super Turf Builder. So you've gotten a feeding when you put it down with the starter, and then you fed it a month later, say 4 to 5 weeks later with the Super Turf Builder, and you will be amazed at how fast your lawn comes in. One of the new lawns that I planted over the years, I saw a friend of mine, and you know, I had bare soil, and then they stopped by a couple months later, and they looked down and wanted to know when I had sodded the lawn, and I'd actually done it from seed, but it established so well because of giving it the proper nutrition of the two feedings while you're trying to get that grass up and growing.
Yeah, and with the, you know, everybody's been saying you get different schools of thought from all the different radio stations and TV stations, and people are saying, because we've had such a warm and lack of snow during the winter that our summer could be very dry. So if we can get the grass planted early, then we could get ahead of the heat and the dryness. And there's many, many towns that have water bans. So if we can get the seed planted early before the water bans hit, then we can get it caught, get it growing, and then we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, that's great advice. Great advice. And, you know, sometimes just be a little patient because the soil is colder in the spring. So grass, it takes a little bit longer to germinate in the spring than it does in the fall when the soil is warm. But with the warmer weather that we've had, I'd say, you know, as soon as you can get out there and start to putz around in the yard, be thinking about putting some grass seed down. I live down here in Atlanta, and this is an ideal time to start it right now. So the soil is just the right temperature right now down here to get going.
Okay. Well, I mean, we've got beautiful weather in New England where I live, 60s and 70s, and I think we should get started.
Think so, too. And that lawn pro retailer can give you a hand.
Wonderful. Ashton, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your help. And we will get that grass seed down.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Ashton.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Remember, if you're going to be starting some vegetable or flower seeds, don't use regular potting soil. Use a soil that's designed for starting seeds, that's been sterile. If you use regular potting soil, you could develop a fungus in the soil or a mold, and it's called damping off, and your new seedlings will just begin to fall over. So use a sterilized seed starting soil. Go to your local garden center, and they'll have a product called Black Gold Seed Mix. It's all organic, it's all natural, it's all sterile, and it will do a wonderful job for you and get your seeds off to a good start. Check out their website, blackgold.biz. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Maine with a question about poinsettias.
Hey, Ann, good morning. How can we help you with your poinsettias?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am trying to propagate some really cute poinsettias that I bought 2 years ago, actually.
Okay.
And, have you ever had success in propagating them?
Yes. What you want to do is this. Now, you have plants now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are these new plants that you bought this year?
No. They're like from 2 years ago.
Okay, what you want to do is, at this point, you want to take your plant and cut it back by one-third.
Yes.
And if it hasn't been repotted in the last year or two, move it to a larger pot, about 2 inches larger in size. Okay. Now,
what I would like to do, I would like to take some of the cuttings.
Right. So you're going to cut the plant back by one-third, repot it, and that's going to encourage new growth. When the new growth begins to form, it's going to be soft, it's going to be tender, and it will root easier than trying to take the tips off the branches that are on your plant right now. The branches on your plant right now are almost like wood.
Yes.
So, cut the plant back. That will stimulate growth. It will make some new growth. When the new growth is about 3 inches in length, and that's going to be during June, you can cut that 3 inches of new growth and go to your local garden center and buy rooting powder. And you can buy a little tin foil envelope.
That, yep.
Okay.
I have that.
You just dip it in the rooting hormone. Stick it in some sterilized potting soil, and this black gold seedling mix will work very, very well because it has been sterilized with heat to prevent any diseases. So you take a 3-inch cutting, dip it in the rooting powder, shake off the excess, put it in like a 4-inch pot. Stick it into the soil, firm it in place, give it a good drink of water, and then keep it in a shaded area until the root system begins to form. Now, if you have any leaves that are longer than 3 inches in length, not the stem, but the actual leaf, take some scissors and cut it in half. So there's less surface area of the leaf until it gets caught. Once it gets caught, it will make some new growth, it will begin to grow, and the leaf that you cut will eventually fall because it's going to be close to the soil line and you'll have terrific luck. So cut back the plant. They'll keep it stocky, keep it strong. It will encourage a lot of new growth. And then in May, late May, early June, take some cuttings, root them with the rooting powder, and shade until they begin to root. Once they root, in the sun, and you'll be all ready to go. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to ClearChoice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
ClearChoice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Well, good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful morning. Great day to get out in the yard. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Betsy from Cape Cod with a question about winter moss.
Hey, Betsy, good morning. How can we help you today?
Hi. Because it's been so warm down here, I wasn't sure if we had to put anything down for the winter moss because we really have a bad, it really gets bad in the spring with them. And then
I think it's an ONI product. Yeah, I was reading a piece from the University of Massachusetts, and the University of Massachusetts is saying that because of the mild winter, they are expecting the winter moth to come out of their dormancy ahead of schedule.
Oh boy!
So there's a couple things that they are recommending. Number one is to use an all-season oil, and you apply the oil now because the oil, when it gets in contact with the egg, will smother the egg. And what they are afraid of in this article that I read, what I'll do is I'm going to try and see if I can put it up on my website during the week for you.
Okay.
But what they're afraid is that if the moth comes out too early, it's going to eat into the bud of the leaf and eat the leaf before it has a chance to even come out. Because normally the leaf opens, the moth comes out, that the caterpillar, and then eats the leaf. Well, they're afraid that this year, because of the heat, that it's going to hatch ahead of schedule, eat into the actual bud, and eat the leaf before the bud has a chance to even open. So if you can hit it with the oil now, that would be a big help.
And what kind of product now, do you recommend?
It's called all-season oil. Oh. It's made by Bonide, and you can find that at all of your garden centers. Now, if you see that the tree leaks out, and you know you've had winter moth on that particular tree or in your yard in the past, then the best product and the safest is something called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is natural, and it will take care of even larger size caterpillars. Now, the first natural product was called BT. And BT is still very, very good. But the problem with BT is, once the caterpillars get over 3/4 of an inch, it's not as effective. Spinosad will take down caterpillars 2 inches in length. It will even take care of the tomato hornworm that will get to be 2 to 3 inches in length and 1 inch in diameter. And it's totally safe. It will not hurt any birds or beneficial insects on your property. So for now, use the oil. Once a tree begins to leaf out at the very first sign of foliage, get the spinosad or spinosad out on your tree, and it will make a big, big difference. Okay? And if you had problems last year and the caterpillars ate some of the foliage, it would be a great idea right now, buy some fertilizer and feed those trees. So flowering crabs, dogwoods, a newly planted maple, or if you have some small trees that got really defoliated, get some plant tone or tree tone and get them fed now to give them some additional energy to make foliage. But step one, all season oil. At the first sign of foliage, use spinosad or spinosad, and that should do the job for you. Great question. And I had that written down in my notes, and I just didn't have time to do it. But I will try and get the article written by UMass up on my website in the next day or two so that you can read what the state of Massachusetts is recommending. Okay? Thank you. Great question. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Mass with a question about weeds.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm hoping you can help me identify a weed that I have out in my lawn, and now it is jumping into my garden beds. I took a sample to the local nursery, and they couldn't come up with an answer, but it's a very low-growing weed, and it has a pod that when you touch it, it bursts open and the seeds go flying everywhere. So when I notice it and I go to pull it up, I'm spreading the seeds. So I'm wondering if you know what it is and what I can do to eliminate it. And then just one other quick question. I have a compost pile that was invaded by voles. So over the winter, I put my compost just in a regular barrel, and now it's kind of looking pretty awful and soupy. And I'm wondering if eventually I can still use that in the garden. And I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay. On your compost, I would dump it out now. And what you want to do is, when you rake your lawn, when you clean out your perennial beds, take that organic matter and blend it with that compost, because it's soupy, it's muddy, you know, it's been sitting all winter, and you don't want mud. So take all of the organic material when you clean your beds, clean your lawn, and blend it with that existing compost, and that will reactivate it, and it will bring it right back to life for you. And that will make a tremendous difference. So don't throw it away. It just needs to be reconditioned. The moles got in there. There was probably some food crop. You may want to think about buying a compost tumbler. That way you never have the animals to come in there. Now, that weed, what I would suggest that you do is this. Get a bottle of Bonide Weed Beater Ultra. Now, Weed Beater Ultra is the only product on the market today that you can apply with cold temperatures. Most of the weed killers that are available, you have to have 60 degree weather on a regular basis, which we are getting. But if we have a cold night, it doesn't balance out. The Weed Beater Ultra is designed to work with temperatures of 40 to 50 degrees on a regular basis. So you're talking a product that will work 3 to 4 weeks ahead of everything else. So I would apply it today. If the weed is visible and is green foliage, get the weed killer on it. There's no rain in the forecast. It's going to be a beautiful week. Get it on it now. Wait 7 days. Do it again. Okay? Now, the other thing that I would do, being that it has pods, is if you have a lawnmower with a bag, attach the bag to it. The bag will act like a vacuum cleaner. So when you drive over the weed with the lawnmower, the blade will cut the pod, it will be blown into the bag, and don't put that in your compost. Because if you put it in your compost and it doesn't get hot enough, the seed won't die, you'll actually spread it. So cut it, bag it, dispose of it. Maybe if you don't have one, maybe you have a neighbor that does. So try the liquid weed killer, Weed Beater Ultra. As soon as you see green foliage, a week later, do it a second time. Some of the seeds will germinate. When they come up and you start to see them in June, then just repeat that process, because some of the seeds have already been shot into your soil. They're going to germinate, and when they germinate, you'll need to do it again. So you can kill the adults now, and then the new seedlings in June or early July. But if you see a pod, a lawnmower with a bag, and if you have a neighbor or somebody close by that you can borrow, it would really make a big, big difference. Okay? Thank you, and good luck with the problem. If you're able to send me a picture of the foliage, then I can identify it for you, because many of the lawn weeds will have a pod that will eject the seed. So send me a picture. My email address is parent@roadrunner.com. Thank you. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gus from Mass with a question about gardenias.
Gus, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have this.
Good morning.
I have this new gardenia plant, which I bought back in early February, and it was loaded with buds, and it looked very healthy, and it still looks very healthy. It's producing new leaves every day. Now, on the buds, the base of the bud is getting like a brown color, and then eventually what's happening is the bud itself totally dries up, and when I go to look at it and just even touch it, it'll fall off, and... I just don't know if it's lacking something or what, but the plant itself looks great.
Okay. The first thing I want you to do, Gus, is to pull the pot away from the root ball. If the pot that it came in, the sides are straight up and down, that means that that pot came directly from the nursery in Florida where it was grown. And what you'll need to do is to repot it into a new pot 2 inches larger with a good quality potting soil like black gold. And you can find black gold potting soil at most of the garden centers. That's number one. Number two, spray water on the buds every single day. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's. As in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify
purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Council. We were talking a little bit about gardenias. Now, gardenias is a plant that needs a lot of humidity. And the one thing that you want to do with your gardenias is always when you buy a new one, if the pot that it's in is straight-sided, up and down, it means that it's in the original soil. And in Florida, it's grown on a bench. When it's time to water, the bench fills full of water and it gets watered from the bottom up. So it's the perfect conditions and the humidity level is very, very high. You bring it home and it's artificial soil, so it has trouble holding moisture. So by repotting with good potting soil, that's going to help a great deal, okay? Number two, this time of the year, the heat's on. And if your home has forced hot air heat, the air is drier than if you have radiators or baseboard heating, okay? So hot water heat is not as dry. So this is what you want to do with your gardenia. Measure the width, the spread of the foliage. And let's say it's 12 inches. Buy a 12-inch plastic saucer. Buy a bag of stones or marble chips. And if you've got a gravel driveway, take some of the gravel from the driveway, rinse it with the hose in the bucket, fill your saucer level with a stone, set your plant on top of the stone, and get in the habit of every morning filling that saucer to the top with water. And during the day, the moisture will evaporate. It will rise. and it will add humidity around your plant. The other thing that will help a great deal is get a quart bottle of a quart mister bottle. Before you go to bed at night, spray all the buds and get the seeds all wet. When you wake up in the morning, do the same thing. And if you're home, once or twice during the day, only when it's budding. You don't have to do that the rest of the year. But when it's in the house, it's in bud, and it's trying to bloom, if the humidity level is low, the bud will swell, it will get large, you get excited, and then boom, it falls off. So you try that, it will help. Okay, Tom, who's next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about amaryllis.
Hey, Mary, how can we help you with your amaryllis today?
Hi. My sister lives in California, and she has an amaryllis that's in bloom right now, and she'd like to know how she should care for the plant after that flower is gone.
Okay. Tell her what she should do is to enjoy the bloom, and when the amaryllis is done flowering, remove the stem as close to the foliage as possible, and then allow it to grow. She wants to feed it every couple of weeks with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting from Fertilome, which is an incredible fertilizer. So that every couple of weeks, or if she has it potted, she should upgrade it to a larger container the following year when the blooming cycle is done. Or she can plant it directly in her garden. Now, being that she lives in California, if she lives in an area where it doesn't snow and the ground doesn't freeze, it will come back all by itself year after year after year, and all she has to do is to feed the plant while it's actively growing. She can use the liquid every couple of weeks, or buy a granular. Dr. Earth, the home office is in California, and she can buy Dr. Earth flower fertilizer, and she would do that spring when the new foliage appears, then again in June, and then again in August, three times, and the bulb will get bigger and bigger, and she'll have more flower stems. Thank you, and you have a wonderful day.